today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'in, the 40th day of Imam al-Husayn's martyrdom. Today, Saturday, is the 13th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And the continuation of this program, we'll listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
And mention, O Muhammad, when your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I will make upon the earth a successive authority. They said, Will you place upon it one who causes corruption therein and sheds blood, while we declare your praise and sanctify you? Allah said, Indeed, I know that which you do not know.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to what the leading Islamic scholars and learned men and experts in have said, the objective meaning of Khalifa, that means deputy, is the divine vicegerent on the earth. Because the question which the angels ask later, saying that the human race may make mischief and shed blood on the earth, while they, the angels, celebrate his praise, reinforces this very meaning that Allah's vicegerency on the earth is incompatible with these deeds. However, Allah was pleased to create a being above all the creatures of the universe, the best creation, appropriate for being a divine vicegerent, Allah's deputy on the earth.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in. of Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'een.
As I told you, we're going to speak about Arba'een Waq. Arba'een Waq, a symbol of peace and humanity. Yes, Arba'een Waq symbolizes of a peaceful utopia where no one is hungry or homeless. People are giving away free food and drinks, offering their houses to the pilgrims, and pilgrims themselves are treating one another like brothers and selflessly, regardless of their social class, race, color, and religion. Along the roads to Karbala, many mawakeb, that means tents, are devised with the aim of providing accommodation, food, and medical services, and particularly anything else that pilgrims need for free. Most of these tents are run by ordinary people, and anyone with any power wants to help the pilgrims. In these tents, there are all kinds of dining and resting places, and those who are not financially capable do the work of pilgrims and help relieve their fatigue.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'een March and Arba'een Walk in Iraq, particularly, on the ways and roads that lead to Karbala from various cities of Iraq, mainly from the city of Najaf to Karbala. Now, first of all, it must be indicated that in the Islamic rites and ceremonies, Imam al-Hussein al-Islam is the only infallible Imam who has received commemoration on the 40th day of his martyrdom, that is on Arba'een, the 20th day of the Arabic Islamic month of Safar. Previously, in the time of Saddam Hussein and before, people in Iraq were not allowed to hold a congregational walk and march from other cities to Karbala on the day of Arba'een. This is because the anti-Islamic ex-Baathist party was certainly against the revival of any Islamic ritual and Islamic ceremony. However, it must be asserted here that after the downfall of Saddam Hussein, we find that there were some ISIS groups, some backward pseudo-Muslim groups like ISIS or Daesh, who tried to explode bombs and harm other people on the way to Karbala. Yet, we find that those people were not successful in order to intimidate people from going to Karbala on pilgrimage on the 40th day of Imam Hussein's martyrdom, that is on Arba'een.
Arba'een Walk and its purpose is on this part of today's special. The Arba'een Walk offers a model for a desirable human life to the world. In this few days of life, humans give up all their worldly belongings, and instead of harmful rivalries, brotherhood, empathy, and helping each other are valued. People are not in search of accumulating worldly wealth, and everyone is trying to gain more spirituality. People love to serve each other and even compete to help others. In fact, it can be said that the Arbaeen Walk gives people a new identity. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. Arbaeen Walk as a Shia Media Outlet. Arbaeen Walk is the most universal assembly in the world that can be considered as a Shia religious symbol. Arbaeen Walk has numerous political, cultural, and social implications, and today the media function of this movement has continued to have a huge and widespread impact over the centuries since Ashura. This walk as a ritual is a huge communication platform which, due to its unique broadness and scope, has incredible potentials to create and share Shia messages. The presence of about 20 million people in Arbaeen Day from all over the world with different cultures and nationalities transforms this religion, rituals, and community to the most extraordinary and magnificent human assembly. And due to this, attracts the attention of elites and world public opinion to itself.
Any basis for Ziyarat al-Arba'een in our hadith? There is one hadith that is very common, and you find many people memorizing this hadith, which is narrated by a Shaykh al-Tusi in two of his books. The first is Tahdhib al-Ahkam, and the second is Misbah al-Mutahajjid. Misbah al-Mutahajjid is like our Mafatih al-Jinan. It's a book authored by a Shaykh al-Tusi, this great scholar, who lived about 1,000 years ago, in which he gathers the supplications and a'mal that are to be observed throughout the year. As Shaykh al-Tusi narrates this hadith from the 11th Imam of Ahlul Bayt, Al-Imam Al-Askari, salawatullahi alayhi. He says it has been narrated from Al-Imam Al-Askari that he said the following, Alamatul Mu'min Khams. The believers have five signs. The first one, Salatul Khamsin, the prayer of the 50 rak'ahs. Now, sometimes in the Arabic language, you would round to the closest number. It's actually 51 according to other hadiths. But in this hadith, the Imam alayhi salam rounds the number. 50 rak'ahs, that's basically your wajib prayers, the 17 rak'ahs, and your nawafil, the mustahab prayers, which are 34. 17 plus 34, you have 51. This is a sign of the believer. Number two, waziyaratul arba'een, the ziyara of the 40th. Number three, wattakhattumu fil yameen, wearing a ring in your right hand. Number four, wata'firul jabeen, placing your jabeen, which is your forehead, on the dust in your salah when you do sujood. That's a sign of the believer. And number five, وَالْجَهْرُ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. In your salah, when you're reciting the Bismillah, you recite it loudly, not silently.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.